I'm Patrick Taronio for KJAN News. A Republican presidential contender seeking to woo evangelical voters are making their case for conservative social issues expected to attract thousands of potential Iowa caucus goers. 10 candidates are scheduled to appear Saturday in Ames today at the annual Family Leadership Summit. No one's seeking that GOP nomination has emerged as a clear favorite among evangelical voters. The president of the conservative organization sponsoring the event, Bob Flander Platt, says the candidates understand that evangelical voters have been influenced in Iowa in the past caucuses. Vander Platz is concerned that the impact of the Christian conservative vote might be diluted if it's split up among multiple candidates. Christian conservatives backed the winners of the last two caucuses, Mike Huckabee in 2008 and Rick Santorum in 2012, but neither was the eventual nominee. And also, a federal judge has ruled prosecutors cannot use instant messages against a Chinese woman charged as part of the conspiracy to steal trade secrets from U.S. corn companies. Mo Young is accused of helping six others, including her brother, Mo Haoliang, steal patented seed corn from U.S. companies to reproduce its genetic traits. She was arrested a year ago and must remain in the U.S. awaiting trial. She is married to Chinese billionaire Xiao Jinhu, the chairman of the Beijing-based DBN Group. The government found on Mo Haoliang's computer copies of incomplete messages with Mo Young. Judge Stephanie Rose ruled Friday the messages are excerpts only and may not be used as evidence. Prosecutors said during a hearing on Thursday they may drop charges against Mo Young without the messages. And officials say a chlorine leak in Clear Lake has been contained, but crews are still working to fix that problem. The Mason City Globe-Gazette reports the leak at Clear Lake's water treatment plant was noticed Friday morning and prompted an evacuation of some nearby homes. No injuries were reported there. City Administrator Scott Flory says it appears a faulty valve or hose is to blame for the chlorine release. Chlorine gas in high concentrations can cause breathing difficulty, lung damage, as well as vomiting and other symptoms. As a precaution, authorities evacuated homes within a block of the plant located downtown near a park. Clear Lake Fire Department Captain Jim Finstead says firefighters were determining if plant workers could safely return to complete those repairs. A 20-year-old male transient was arrested Friday in Council Bluffs for intimidation with a dangerous weapon and going armed with intent. Bluffs police say Javon Jennings was taken into custody Friday evening after officers responded to a call about a person with a hatchet at Mom's Place Joshua House, which is a meal site that feeds homeless and near homeless families and individuals located at North 15th Street and Avenue N. While officers were responding, they were informed that the male was swinging the hatchet at persons in the area. As officers arrived in the area, they were informed that the man later identified as Jennings had fled the area on a bicycle. Officers located Jennings on his bicycle in the area of North 20th and Avenue L. The man was detained while officers made contact with witnesses at the Joshua House. Officers were able to locate a witness who had a video recorded of the incident on their cell phone. They then reviewed the video and positively identified Jennings as the person who was swinging the hatchet at numerous persons in the dining room of the shelter. Jennings was also noted to be yelling at each of them that he was going to kill them. The victims were identified and interviewed by officers on scene. The hatchet was located inside the shelter and placed into police property. Among the mentioned video, Jennings was placed under arrest and transported to the Pottawatomie County Corrections. Also, an investigation into a break-in at a fire department in Guthrie County that began about a month ago resulted in the execution of a search warrant and arrest of three people on multiple stolen property and drug-related charges, including multiple felonies. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said Friday deputies searched a home at 204 First Avenue in Bagley on July the 15th, following an investigation into a break-in reported by the Bagley Fire Department. It's not clear when the break-in occurred, but during the theft, one of the department's credit cards was stolen and used to purchase hundreds of dollars worth of gasoline. As a result of that search warrant, property belonging to the Bagley Fire Department was located, including the stolen credit card. Officials say 43-year-old Terry Eugene King was charged with the dominion control of a firearm by a felon, unauthorized possession of an offensive weapon, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, failure to affix drugs tax stamp, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft in the third degree, and theft in that second degree as well as that unlawful possession of prescription drugs and driving under suspension. Also, another arrest, 22-year-old Jessica June Wells was charged with dominion control of a firearm by a domestic abuse offender, also with unauthorized possession of an offensive weapon, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, failure to affix drug tax stamp, possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of a controlled substance, the first offense, and permitting and also unauthorized person to drive. Well, an employee at the McDonald's restaurant in Red Oak was arrested Friday afternoon after allegedly taking more than $1,000 from the store. The Red Oak police say 22-year-old Chantel K. Spearing of Red Oak was arrested at around 1:10 p.m. Friday following an investigation into that incident, which took place during the late evening hours of July 14th or early morning hours of July 15th. Spearing faces a felony charge of theft in the second degree. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. And also, authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest Thursday evening of a man and woman on child endangerment charges. 23-year-old Jocelyn Nicole Davies and 27-year-old Christopher Edward Wayne Davies, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 5 p.m. by Red Oak police and sheriff's deputies following a call earlier that afternoon for a welfare check. When officers arrived, they found two children, ages 1 and 2, suffering from those injuries. The children were taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and soon thereafter transferred to the Children's Hospital in Omaha for treatment of serious injuries. The Davies were charged with two counts, each of a felony for child endangerment resulting in serious injuries. They were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond each. Additional charges are also possible in connection with that case. And turning to your funeral announcements for this morning, William F. Bill Thompson, 67, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday, July 12th at St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids. Services for Bill Thompson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tyler Cross, 17, of Corning, died Monday, July 13th at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Tyler Cross will be held at 11:30 a.m. today, July 18th, at the Southwest Valley Schools Activity Center, which is located at 904 9th Street in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Home Service in Corning is in charge of those arrangements. Also, Linda S. Christensen, 68, of Avoca, died Saturday, July 11th in Omaha. Funeral services for Linda Christensen will be held at 1 p.m. today at the Carson United Methodist Church in Carson. Chapel of Memorials in Omaha has those arrangements. Mary Lehman, 89, of Adair, died Wednesday, July 15th at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Funeral services for Mary Lehman will be held 10:30 a.m. Monday, July 20th at the Adair United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has those arrangements. And Carol Knuter, 74, of Wyota, died Friday, July 17th at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Carol Knuter are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home as of right now in Adair. And that's a check for this morning of your latest state and local news with your funeral announcements. I'm Patrick DeRonio reporting for KJAN News.